George Dunham always takes out the wireless mic and just sees if he can run into some of these broadcasters. Maybe we eavesdrop on some shows. So let's find out what's going on here today. George, come in.
We give you the sounds of the nation here at Super Bowl 59. Just walked by the great Eli Manning. He's on with some sort of show here today. The Travis Hunter Show. Not sure what that's all about. We're down by the FanDuel booth, and oh gosh, I think we know this guy.
No way.
Yeah, Guy Sports.
That's Guy Sports with two T's. Actual name, you listen to the National Radio Network, 1-888-999-SPORTS. That's 1-888-99-9-9-SPORTS. It's the sports radio the way sports radio should be done. It's caller-driven and sports-intensive. You drive this bus, you sacred caller. Our question of the day, do you look forward to the Super Bowl? Let's go to the
Holy cow, he's gotten
right
more
now.
Generic.
Let's go to Michael in Racine, Wisconsin. Michael, you're on with Guy Sports. Michael, slow down, please. Slow down. Michael, I've explained this before. The idea behind going to 3 hours a day is to keep the show going for as long as possible, Michael. Michael, what do you mean the show's totally different? It's the same show, Michael. Michael, listen, if you keep saying the F word, I'm going to have to cut you off, okay? I've explained it. That is a sponsored segment. We've been doing it for years. It's the replay of the day. Michael, listen, Michael. Michael, I've already warned you once. Don't call me that word again. I have never done that act to my mother, and I never would. Michael, that's it. Hang up on him, Josh.
Oh, wow.
Hang up. Michael, you shut up. Hang up, Josh. Josh, hang up. Michael, stop talking. Hang up, Josh. Good God. Good Lord, I can't believe I'm saying this. But, Michael, I not only want to welcome you to never call here again, but also invite you to go someplace else for your sports talk.
I've heard that before.
In our estimation. Oh, jeez. Let's go to Sal in South Philly. Sal, you're on with Guy Sports. Hey, no problem, Sal. Good to hear from you. Sal? Sal, yes, Sal. I don't know if we have time for too many jokes. No, Sal, that's a good one. Yes, Sal, do you have a comment? We're looking for sports comments. Well, I don't know if they suck, but they do have a new head coach. We'll see if Schottenheimer is able to inspire this team. All right. Thank you. Let's go to Bullhead City, Arizona, and talk to... I'm sorry, what's your name, young lady? What the heck? Josh, do you have any idea why she screams bloody murder? I don't understand it. I don't get it. All right. Listen, we will be back in just a moment with Guy's replay of yesterday's replay of the week, sponsored by Squarespace and BetterHelp. We'll be back in just a moment on the National Radio
Network. I'm
going
to get in there real quick. Hey, Guy.
Yeah, I'm doing a show right now, sir.
I know, but you're on a break. Could you
give
just
me a little bit of space here. I'm trying to prepare a show and do a
Could you answer just a few questions?
Yes. Well, what is this? What kind of questions?
Well, kind of pop culture-like questions, maybe.
Okay. That sounds fine. Why are we doing this?
Well, we're just doing a segment on Get to Know the Media, and we'll start here. Can you name all the Beatles?
Bruce Springsteen. let's see. That's the only one I know. He's the most popular one, so
okay.
That's probably why he came to mind first.
All right. And, who is your favorite white musical artist?
Michael McDonald, without a doubt. He's one of the best they got out there. Elton John's real good, too. But you can't just narrow it down because you got a bunch that's real good.
Okay. What Hollywood starlet would you like to lay in bed with?
Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay.
Elizabeth Taylor, whole package. She's got the looks, the brain, the everything, and the talent. And a matter of fact, the money.
Okay. You're married, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you ever slap up your wife's backside?
What? What kind of question is that? Get out of my face, you
puke. Oh, come on. We're just joking.
Puke-faced punk.
We're just joking around. I was just joking.
Listen to me. What? I'm tired of you fetus-faced windbags coming in here and junking up Radio Row with your puerile, infantile, childish brand of flatulence-flavored sports pablum.
Oh, come on.
You are what's wrong with this business. Nay, you are wrong what's with this nation. You are the problem. You are what's turning this nation into a bunch of zombies. lying, infantile idiots.
I think I was just joking.
I have half a mind to telephone your boss and lodge a formal.
Go ahead, call him. He's the cab man.
George, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. He just he hit me several times, but okay, I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
It never ends well with him.
There he is, Guy Sports, still going.
Wow. All right, good work there, George. Get back over here where it's safe.
Okay, I'll come back where it's safe.